A special lab for marine scientists keeps them on the job and in deep water. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. The Aquarius Undersea Laboratory is the only research station in the world that allows scientists to live below the ocean surface. The lab is operated by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and is stationed near the Florida Keys in about 60 feet of water. James Lindholm has completed two missions on the Aquarius, and he'll start his third one in November.
We actually live with the fish. We see the fish during our work. We see them while we're taking a shower. We see them while we're eating dinner, and you can watch the fish from your bunk, which provides, in addition to the research itself, an unbelievable opportunity to understand these animals moving about their natural environment.
Lindholm is a fisheries ecologist with the Flegler Institute of Environmental Research in Oceanside, California. Once he's on the Aquarius, he can dive in the deep water for up to 7 hours a day without having to return to the surface. Lindholm is studying the behavior of fish in special sanctuaries called marine reserves. He surgically implants tiny acoustic transmitters in the fish, and then he uses the pingers to track their movements. If this surgery is done on a ship, it means bringing the fish up to the surface, and that can be hard on the animals.
By doing the research at Aquarius, we're able to catch the fish underwater, do the surgery underwater, release the animal underwater, and importantly, observe the fish for probably 10 days following surgery.
Lindholm says that gives them a lot of confidence in the data they collect. They can see that the fish not only survive surgery, but return to their normal behavior. The Aquarius is a great environment for research, but it's not for people who suffer claustrophobia. The vessel is a steel cylinder that's only 9 feet wide and 43 feet long, and a tour on the Aquarius might mean sharing that space with five other people. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.